SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's wealthiest university, Harvard, which boasts a $51 billion endowment fund, is suing the Trump administration over a federal funding freeze.
The university's refused government demands to limit activism on campus, prompting the administration to freeze more than $2.2 billion in federal grants. The White House says Harvard has failed to meet basic conditions for receiving taxpayer funds. But in a lawsuit filed in federal court, the university says the government has not and cannot identify any rational connection between anti-Semitism concerns and the medical, scientific, technological, and other research it's frozen. I'm Ben Thomas.
Responding to higher Trump tariffs on imported pharmaceuticals, Swiss drug maker Roche says it will invest $50 billion in U.S. manufacturing over 5 years. The company plans to add 12,000 jobs to its American workforce of 25,000. Also at SRNnews.com, at the Vatican,
Pope Francis's funeral has been set for Saturday at 10 a.m. in St. Peter's Square to be celebrated by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, and a viewing of his body will begin on Wednesday in St. Peter's Basilica. History's first Latin American pontiff last appeared in public on Sunday with an Easter blessing and a Pope Mobile tour through the cheering crowds in St. Peter's Square. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Anti-Defamation League says a number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. reached a record high last year, 9,354 incidents. The ADL has produced annual tallies for 46 years. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher so far. The Dow futures are up 334 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 166. This is SRN News. Churches across the land are preparing for Baptize America.
It all started with a coalition of congregations in California that started trying to increase the number of baptisms they were performing. Now the campaign is going nationwide with Baptize America set for June 8th, which is Pentecost Sunday. If all goes according to plan, hundreds of churches will baptize thousands of people that day, establishing the largest synchronized day of water baptism in world history. Details can be found at baptize.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured for a social media post about a transgender athlete. Representative Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau accused Libby of violating the state's legislative ethics code, and the Maine House of Representatives censured her in February. This is SRN News. Another aviation-related incident, this time a plane fire in Florida.
A Delta Airlines airplane caught fire before it was supposed to take off from Orlando International Airport on Monday morning, forcing a swift evacuation of passengers and crew. The engine fire on Delta Airlines Flight 1213 broke out while the plane was still at the ramp before a scheduled departure from Orlando to Atlanta. Delta says that their flight crew followed procedures to evacuate the passenger cabin when flames were observed in the tailpipe of one of the aircraft's two engines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Talks between Iran and the United States over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program will move tomorrow to what's known as the expert level. Analysts say it shows that the talks are moving ahead rapidly but are not necessarily on the verge of a breakthrough. President Trump has repeatedly said that Tehran must not get a nuclear weapon. More details, SRNnews.com.